You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Go and tell it up on the mountain top. For the hills you can go, tell it everywhere. Go and tell it, tell everyone that Jesus Christ is born. Tell it everywhere.
Go and tell it on the mountain,
on the mountain top.
Over the hills,
the hills you can
and
go,
everywhere.
Tell it everywhere.
Go
and tell it
on the mountain,
everyone
that Jesus Christ is born.
Thank you. Christmas lights up the city. Rooftops covered in snow. Lovers sharing a sleigh ride, cuddled close, and their eyes seem to glow. Window shopping on Main Street, bundled up head to toe. Children ice skating round a Christmas tree. I see smiles young and old. Feel love.
Torches, run with torches all the way to Bethlehem. not the wisest of donkeys, but I work really hard for my hay. I carry and pull and my burden is full, then I rest at the end of the day. I rest at the end of the day. But someone has let in the shepherds, I hope they're not staying all night. To be at my best, you know I need my rest, and I wish they would turn out the light. Why is this room so bright? And who is this child in my manger? Where are the oats for my feet? It's all well and good that they care for a stranger, but even a donkey has needs. This little donkey has needs. As the evening continues, the ox shared his manger with me. I'd eaten my fill and the baby was still, so I moved a little closer to see. I looked down and what did I see? But a beautiful child in a manger. If you were there, you would agree. And as I was watching, the dear little stranger looked up and smiled at me. He looked up and smiled at me. Now we donkeys are known for our wisdom, I thought as I furrowed my brow. But I tried to explain to the ox on the chain, this baby was different somehow. This baby was different somehow. So who is this child in my manger? And does he have oats for his feet? They said when he grows he will rescue the stranger, care for the people in need, care for the people in need. Then wise men appeared bearing gifts, and I've never seen such a thing. They bowed down to pray, and I heard them say, this child is really the king. This child is really the king. So I'll worship the child in my manger, I'll give him my oats and my seed. I'll pray and bow down to the dear little stranger, who came for a people in need, who came for a donkey in need. And when the child grows, he will rescue the stranger, and care for a people in need, and care for this donkey in me.
I was watching an old Andy Griffith show the other day and noticed how the people of Mayberry were celebrating Christmas. I got to thinking, what does Christmas really mean today? Is it any different now than it was in the small town where I grew up? Watching Andy and Opie did bring back some very special memories. You see, my hometown was a lot like Mayberry. My dad used to joke that we were so small that welcome to and hurry back was on the same sign. I think small towns were a lot different than the big cities, especially at Christmas time. For instance, all the stores waited until after Thanksgiving before they decorated for Christmas. When I was a kid, the town folks hung green garlands and striped candy canes from light poles. Even the red, yellow, and green of our one traffic light seemed to be part of the festive decor. I remember all the fancy flickering lights that were strung along the storefronts, and the display windows that were filled with boxes wrapped as gifts and lots of stuffed Santas. We chopped down our own Christmas tree in the pasture nearby. We drug it home and helped Dad make our own stand. You know, we had so much fun when our grandparents helped us make multicolored paper chains and popcorn strings to put on the tree. Most of our ornaments, of course, were handmade at school or church. Our family only had one string of lights, but all the bulbs lit up every year. My mama made cakes, pies, and cookies, and no matter what room you're in, there was that aroma of those soon-to-be-enjoyed goodies. We had eggnog, and there was the wonderful smell of spiced apple cider. That's the kind of stuff Aunt Bee would have made. Looking back, we didn't have much, but we didn't know it. Oh, we didn't have a fireplace, by the way, but Santa always found a way in. Church was the second home for small-town folks, but at Christmas time, it became the focus. And every church had a Christmas play. Now, all the kids wanted to be Mary, Joseph, or the three wise men, or a camel. Oh, it was just great fun. One of my favorite memories was when families gathered together, put on their warmest coats, caps, and mittens, and roamed the streets singing Christmas carols. Like Andy, Opie, and Barney most likely did, people in my hometown shared gifts and baskets of food with the neighbors that might not have as much as they did. Our sheriff even let some of the people we called guests of the county go home on Christmas Eve. But if my memory serves me, when I was young, the holiday season was really more about giving, not about getting, which made it more about doing for others than buying for others. You see, that was the small town way. And in my hometown, or any town like Mayberry, there seemed to be more emphasis on the reason for the season. Yes, we should remember the good times. The giving and receiving of gifts, the laughter, the merriment, but we should also stop and remember that we're celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So, Merry Christmas from me, Andy, and Opie.
To Mary, said that she would have a baby. In awe she stood, this blessed virgin girl would bring this child into the world. Shining star, guiding brightly in the sky. Precious baby, humbly born that day, came to show us all the way.
to Mary, said that she would have a baby.
To temptation, but deliver us from.